Beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Michelle Franzen. Polls begin closing in just a few hours. Americans turning out to carry out their civic duty. In Coral Gables, Florida, Michael Green cast his ballot with his daughter by his side.
Ready to go. Very important. You know, a lot of people have sacrificed so much for our right to vote. So wanted to teach my daughter about the importance of it early.
Aside from a few glitches, election officials say there are no major issues at the polls. The FBI says earlier it appears Russia tried to interfere in several states with a series of bomb threats. ABC's Faith Abube is in Fulton County, Georgia.
They have investigated them. They don't think that any of them are credible. In fact, the Secretary of State said that they believe that they're coming from Russia.
Candidates will also be tuning in. Donald Trump will monitor results from his Florida estate. Kamala Harris holds a watch event at her alma mater, Howard University in Washington, D.C., both trying to reach 270 electoral delegates to claim victory. This is ABC News. 7 weeks after going on strike, union machinists voted to approve the company's latest tentative deal, agreeing to a hefty pay increase, but not the pensions that they had been holding out for.
The union machinists had turned down two previous proposals. Younger employees like Caden Myers holding out for higher pay and the return of a pension plan.
This is my first job I've ever been in a union with. It was definitely a powerful feeling.
Local president John Holden says salaries will rise by 38% over 4 years, but
we just couldn't get the pension out of this company.
Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said the agreement proves that, quote, collective bargaining works. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Machinists could return to the job by tomorrow. Following last week's historic flash floods in eastern and southern Spain, Spanish authorities say 89 people are confirmed missing. Those numbers only include those still unaccounted for from the eastern Valencia region. More than 211 out of 217 died in the Valencia area. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, November 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn in Hurley, the Mercer Loons are hosting their meat extravaganza. All proceeds will be benefiting the Mercer Loons MC and the local scholarships they provide to area youth. The meat will be provided from Pat's Foods of Hurley with Luke Penrose MC and butcher extraordinaire Jim Cuker. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn on Silver Street in Hurley. Hunters and trappers prepare. The November seasons have arrived. The trapping season has already begun. For the other season openings, we have Melissa Kay with more.
The DNR says there are three important dates to remember throughout November when these different seasons open. November 2nd is for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter, trapping only, and raccoon for non-residents. November 11th is trapping only for mink and muskrat in the Mississippi River Zone. And November 23rd is opening season for crow and the beginning of deer gun season. It's the hunter and trapper's responsibility to double-check regulations and confirm you have all the necessary licenses before heading into the field. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL trade deadline was today, and the Packers send Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also pick up the tab on Smith's salary. The veteran linebacker, who's had his role reduced this season in Green Bay, turns 32 later this month. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's basketball team opened up their season last night with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? McCullough Chevrolet of Minneapolis is dedicated to serving you right. When Moose Chevrolet is the top quality service, they treat their customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for only $49.95. Plus, they're proud to support breast cancer awareness. Donate $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MonocroCars.com. Enjoy convenient complimentary shuttle service and don't miss their great selection of vehicles, including new EVs in stock.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some leftover showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and cooler, highs in the upper 40s. Around 50 degrees and a mostly sunny sky for Thursday. It's 42 right now. 98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
She's a small town, hardworking woman just trying to make a living. Working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving, it's hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. She said, I don't drink, but sometimes I need a stand. He's a big city, hardworking man just trying to climb the ladder. First generation to go to college instead of driving a tractor. Never had nothing handed to him on a silver platter. It's hard to be a good man, good son. do something good that matters. He said, I don't drink, but sometimes I wanna pop that top. Take a swig and make the world stop and watch it fade away. If you wanna take a load off,
sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. doing my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby,
beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called Mai. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
She thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
Reba McEntire on 98Q Country asking the important questions, is there life out there? And before that, You Look Like You Love Me, Ella Langley and Riley Green taking the charts by storm. We are just recovering from talking some Packers football today. Let's take a look at what today is all about and ask ourselves about this day in history. Of course, today is the 5th of November. But what is November 5th except, well, this year it's Election Day, but it's also American Football Day. Interesting tidbit, we're going to kind of dovetail into this day in history. This is not this day in history, but did you know that the word soccer was invented by the English? You know, the people who refuse to call it soccer, they call it football and we call it soccer. Yeah, that actually, it used to be called association football. That was the term that the English actually used for it. It was association football. And that's where the word football comes from for their usage. However, in the way of the English, they like to abbreviate commonly used words, especially if they're popular terms, things that aren't like business terms and things like that. And this is a pastime. You know, it's a word for a sport people watch in their leisure time. So a lot of people are using that phrase very often, association football. So what they actually did in England was abbreviate the word association, A-S-S-O-C, I-A-T-I-O-N. That's association, but they would leave it at A-S-S-O-C. A sock. A sock football. Short for association football. Also in the way of the English, they like to take those words they've shortened and nip them a little more. So they took a sock, that slowly became a soccer, and then it's soccer. Then the sport made its way to the U.S., under the name soccer, provided by the English, we pick up the word soccer and they decide, you know what, it's actually called football. So if you're wondering where the word soccer comes from, why Americans say it wrong, we say it the way we were taught to by the people who made up the term and then switched it out, pulled the rug out from under us in the world of sports terminology. That's a little piece of history that I didn't even expect to bring you today. Today is also Tsunami Awareness Day. Not to diminish the seriousness of the event and, of course, all of the destruction that happens in the wake of them, but Tsunami Awareness Day, I thought, okay, I think a lot of us are aware of tsunamis, but in Wisconsin, the awareness is a little bit different because, you know, we're never going to be affected by a tsunami in Wisconsin unless some really, really horrifying climate emergencies happen. But I do daydream of tsunamis a little bit in midwinter, specifically that one day where it's sunny with no wind, it's 25 degrees, and it snowed super hard overnight. It doesn't happen often because often those snowy nights go into overcast and snowy days, but every once in a while, you've got a lot of shoveling to do when it's 25 degrees outside with no wind. And the question is, how many layers do I even start with? Because they will all be gone by the time I'm done shoveling and breaking a sweat out in the cold. And that's the thing, is that I sit there in the middle of that. It's just, man, this is, I think sweaty shoveling might be one of the worst weather experiences if you don't count tornadoes and other major emergencies that most of us will probably go through in Wisconsin. I sit there and I think, boy, you couldn't shovel a tsunami if you even wanted to. And in that moment, I find myself more thankful for those ugly 25-degree days that may or may not be coming. It's 50 degrees in November today. We'll have a check of the weather coming up next here on 98Q Country, and then we'll dive into a look at this day in history. After 6, we'll spend the whole hour on community reminders. Blake Shelton, following the weather, following this word from sponsors. Up next on WCQM 98Q Country.
Work up an appetite before your Thanksgiving feast at the annual Turkey Trot 5K on Thursday, November 28th at 9 a.m. Walk or run, it's all for fun. Prizes awarded to the first male and female overall finishers. All registered participants will be entered for a door prize raffle. Bring non-perishable food items for extra entries. Full details at parkfalls.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The 90s called. They said the Gordita Supreme is so back in the new $7 Lux Cravings box from Taco Bell. It's all looking fresh to death with the pillowy 90s Gordita Supreme alongside the beefy five-layer burrito, double-stacked taco, chips with nacho cheese sauce, and medium drink. All for just $7. It's your wallet's favorite cheesy crunchy combo here for a limited time. Grab yours and relive the decades only at Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation, which varies. Drinks and speeds freezes. Tax extra.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some leftover showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and cooler, highs in the upper 40s. Around 50 degrees and a mostly sunny sky for Thursday. It's 42 right now.
98Q Country.
Something about yesterday, how fast it all flies away. I don't know what it is about a goodbye kiss that makes you want to stay. We were crazy, then we were over. We were breaking up, making love a runaway roller coaster.
Yeah. country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shade. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup I just smile.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Is it your eyes? Is it your smile?
All I know is that you're driving. I'm in, spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love.
What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Looks Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Fall from time I close my eyes. God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress. Lust in McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. God made her so brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
It's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind.
But when she says, baby,
baby,
oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby.
Some nights I come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all.
When she says, baby,
baby,
oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gonna be alright, just lay down by my side.
Out of faith when every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on.
But when she says, baby,
baby,
oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and
on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt
to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Rodney Atkins on 98Q Country with the farmer's daughter. Jason Aldean beforehand, When She Says Baby. We are taking a quick look at this day in history here on 98Q. Every once in a while, we take a look back. And of course, I avoid most of what you'll find in historical record for a given day because most of it is pretty rough. Humans are kind of a messy species. Beautiful. I like to say we're a beautiful, disgusting bunch of creatures, human beings. But that said, there is beauty to be found. And so what I'll do is generally ignore a lot of the more serious, heavy. It's not a day for piling on extra serious news. In the spirit of this, on this day in 1955... And in fairness, I don't often do this, but this one is from a movie. This is the day that Marty McFly went back to in Back to the Future, where he'd almost wipe himself out of existence by accidentally charming his own mother before he ended up saving the day while also inventing modern rock and roll. Oh, yeah. Back to the Future might be a slightly wilder plot than you remember if it's been a while since your last viewing. In more serious and concrete historical info, as we all know too well, the presidential election happens in November. What that means, though, is that there are several days early in the month on which an election might happen, as dates change. You know, the first Monday in November is not the same date 2 years in a row, like any day. This, in turn, means that there's a unique list of presidents elected on November 5th of years past. And here they are. In chronological order. The first one was Ulysses Grant in 1872, 7 years after his time as a general in the Civil War saw him as a very popular leader of men. Woodrow Wilson was the next one, all the way in 1912. Wilson, of course, was famous for his tangential involvement. As I recall, forgive me, my AP U.S. history has left my head, but with World War I. Then FDR in 1940, which was the beginning of his third term. That's a thing. How many of you remember that presidents weren't always bound to 2 4-year terms? FDR is, in fact, the only president ever to have been elected to more than 2 terms. He was elected to 4. He was elected to 4 terms. He did not complete his fourth term in office. He was not able to do so. But it was shortly after that election that it was determined that a 2-term limit should be imposed upon American presidents. The only president ever to be elected more than twice was, in fact, elected 4 times on this date in 1912 for his third term. And then Nixon in 1968. And finally, Bill Clinton in 1996 for his second term. Catch today's election coverage on civicmedia.us online, or stay tuned to various civic media stations through the Civic Media app any old time today through the remainder of the evening and into the midnight mark. Of course, the swing states are what most people are watching the closest, and a few of those swing states looks like Arizona, Nevada, Arizona and Nevada expect results around 9 p.m. Central, with a couple states like Wisconsin expecting it around 7 or 8. So well after I'm gone for the day, hunkered down and got my own eyes peeled and looking at the news, we'll know what we'll know at least today. Does that mean we'll know who's president? That is above my pay grade. What is well within my wheelhouse, though, bringing you country music. Bailey Zimmerman is up next on 98Q Country after a word from these sponsors.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This 4-bed, 2-bath home in the Village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to 4 large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Tony and Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Tony Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Dave Packer.
Polls have begun closing in some states this year. With the race so close, Gen Z could tip the balance. These young voters at Arizona State University in Tempe today supporting both presidential tickets.
Trump's the better president, you know. Donald Trump will gain this victory, I know for a fact.
I have a lot of hope for what Kamala's, what her campaign is all about.
I'm just worried for my safety and for my future kids, especially with the economy.
The Harris campaign says a federal lawsuit seeking to block Georgia voters